Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I'm going to focus in on our gospel text, Mark chapter 12. You know it well. You've heard it so many times before. If you were in the middle of a fire in your house, and your house is burning, what would you grab as you head out the front door for safety? Certainly your family members. They're very dear and essential to our well-being, especially if they couldn't get out themselves. Certainly pets and animals, you can't really, you know, certain pets and animals need help getting out in such a tragic moment and circumstance. Your wallet, maybe on the counter, perhaps the laptop that has some essential information on it. A photograph that's been passed down from the family, or meaningful photograph probably. Perhaps a passport, documents that are valuable. These sorts of things, those are the things that you'd grab. Maybe even jewelry that was passed down from generation to generation in your family. Well, you grab those items, and there you have it, and you head out the front door, and you go about 100 feet out in front of your house, and you turn around to see the flames kind of growing in the house and consuming more and more of all of your possessions. It's in that moment that you realize something important has just happened in your life. You have prioritized what matters to you, haven't you? What you really care about heading out of the house. You didn't take the sofa. You didn't take the flat screen TV. You didn't take the dishes. You didn't take the books that you've collected year after year. You didn't take the clothing that you've collected from year to year. No, you've taken the things that are in your hands, the most important things. You have, in that little moment of tragedy, you have prioritized what matters to you. My friends, this morning, the lawyer, I know in our text it said scribe, but he's a lawyer. It's kind of modernized the term here. The lawyer is wanting Jesus to go through a similar exercise when he asks this question. Which of the commandments are the greatest? In other words, he was wanting Jesus to boil down everything down to what was really important. And we might think as we see this text that Jesus is going to select 2 out of maybe 10 of those commandments in the Old Testament. That's not what's happening. You see, there are over 600 commandments in the Old Testament. This man was asking Jesus, tell us which one is really the most. Boil it down so we can know what we're supposed to do. And Jesus gives the answer. Do you know what that answer was? I mean, you know this answer. Jesus says this: love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength. And then I've jumped down a verse: love your neighbor as yourself. Those who are listening to Jesus, verse 34 tells us they were stunned and they didn't know what to say. They were shocked by Jesus' answer. And I want to tell you why. There were some people in the crowd, this conversation happens in the temple, there were some in the crowd who were conservatives. Let's call those people the Pharisees. These conservatives, the Pharisees, had certain commandments that they highlighted that were really important to them. Most of them had to do with spiritual disciplines like prayer and fasting and tithing. They wrote all sorts of books about these things. So they were wanting Jesus to boil it down to those things that they were already good at. Jesus didn't give them an answer probably that they liked. Or they were at least surprised. There were probably some liberals in the crowd in the temple. They had some of those commandments in the Old Testament they wanted Jesus to highlight and clearly confess. Then they could say, see, we've been getting it right. Well, Jesus answered our way. things that had to do with connection with between people. Let's call these people the Sadducees in the day. They were wanting perhaps rules about better connection between others, justice in the community. See, they were also silenced too, because his answer doesn't really touch on the things that they highlighted in their living. Jesus gave the answer that I shared earlier. It's a combination of two Bible passages, what it is. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, the Shema in Judaism, which is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul." And then Jesus adds on Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. That's where that comes from. "Love your neighbor as yourself." And everyone was silenced. Whoa! My friends, this morning, as we hear this passage we repeat all the time, I think all of us could be silenced as well. All of us.